You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm still Sam the Faggot. You guessed it. And it is Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Hope everybody is doing well out there. Things are going okay with me, I guess. And the site is just chugging along. So I wanted to talk a little bit today because there was a major development yesterday as far as the site is concerned. I released the second book. In what I kind of envision, that I've roughly kind of charted out as a series of kind of self-help books. It's titled, Are You a Faggot? Let me tell you first and foremost that I get probably at least three of those questions a week. Okay, at least. Sometimes early in the history of the website, I got it all the time. Like, it was just constantly, you know. Because I think people come onto my website and they kind of start to read things and they associate certain behaviors they have with what I'm writing and they get nervous, you know, because they're like, oh shit, I might be a faggot, you know. So they want some sort of verification or something. Or, you know, I guess they want me to say, nah, you're not a faggot. But usually I say, yeah, you're a faggot. Go suck some dick. It's good for you. So the book is sort of, the final answer on that question. So I designed it to be an all-encompassing kind of look at faghood and what it means for an individual person to be a faggot. And then at the end, there's a series of questions, that the reader would answer yes or no to, and it would help determine, you know, if you're honest, it'll help you determine whether or not you're, you know, just a submissive gay bottom or you're a faggot, you know. There's definitely a difference between the two, so, I'm pretty happy with the book, honestly, and so far the reception's been really good from the people that are buying it. The sales have been good for the most part so far, and this one's different. I'm not publishing it as a like a physical copy. I'm only doing digital downloads. It's gonna be on. It's on Gumroad currently, and I'm going to have it approved for Kindle as well. So I just feel like there's no need to spend the extra money or kill more trees, you know, for a publication like this. I just want to get the information compiled and available for people. So, So it's been, the feedback's been really good on it so far. And I enjoy that, and I must say, I really like the first ad that I created. I've got a couple other ads that I'm kind of working on in the background that are going to be hitting the airwaves soon. I'm looking into putting out a Super Bowl ad. Just kidding. There's a couple more ads coming, but I really like the first one quite a bit. It features one of my very favorite clips of all time, you know, so. So, like I said, the purpose of these books is as kind of self-help. Now, I was a little disappointed with the first book in terms of how faggots used it. The first book was, of course, May I Serve You, Sir? And my thought on the book was you should buy a physical copy of it, and that physical copy would be a discreet, careful way to approach an alpha with this information about hierarchy and about fag service. But then everybody went and bought the digital copy. I don't know. Well, not everybody. There were quite a few physical copies purchased also, but not as many as I expected or thought should have been bought, you know. I think every faggot that is serious about serving an alpha should have a copy of that book with them at all times, ready to go. So if you're at a bar or you're at the gym or whatever, you'd have a copy of that book ready to go. That's my opinion on it, but I carry one around in my car, you know. And I don't think that I'm one of the people that needs that book. I've never had a problem going up to an alpha and engaging them in a conversation. So I just have it because you just never know, you know. But I can't make faggots see things the way I see it, you know. This book here, though, Are You a Faggot, is, again, I think everybody that, anybody associated with faggots at all should probably own this book. I've had multiple alphas already approach me about the book, Are You a Faggot, asking how they could use it on their faggots or with their faggots, or potential faggots. I think that it's a book that everybody should own. If you're an alpha or a faggot, you should probably own a copy of this book. It's only $5, so, you know, why wouldn't you, for $5, have that kind of information available? You know, you might be the brother of a faggot, and your brother is in denial. Get in the book and help him understand what he is. It's just, you know, I guess whenever as a creator of something, you always come up with these scenarios. You just think, well, this can be useful in this situation or that situation. But it turns out that people aren't as imaginative as you are about it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because I'm the creator of it, so I think, well, this thing that I've created could go anywhere. It could be anything, you know. It could do this and that. But people don't see that from their own viewpoint. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of one of those things that I'm sure that, you know, Picasso created works of art that he thought should be interpreted a certain way, and then other people interpreted it differently, and he's like, what are you talking about, you know? And yes, I am comparing my book to Picasso. Just kidding. Anyway, so it was a lot of fun to have that book out there in the world finally. It's been in the works for a while. I mean, I've been hinting around for a little while on the podcast about this book. But like there's these other things that have been getting in the way of me actually just hammering away at this book and finishing it, you know. It's not even that long of a book. But it's just, you know, I get kind of obsessive about, you know, I want it to be just right, you know, and strike the right tone and be helpful and things like that. So, you know, writing is, I have kind of a love-hate relationship with writing. I mean, I have an English degree, and so, here's the thing, I don't have the discipline. I have way too many other interests, you know, like sucking dick, you know, getting group fucked, you know, having a train run on me, things like that. to, you know, write like Stephen King. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Stephen King, but I'm a fan of his work ethic. You know, he, even when he was broke and working a normal job and writing stuff on the side, you know, he made time and he just sat there and did it as a kind of a practice, you know. And I admire that. I don't have that kind of work ethic toward writing. I think, you know, I don't know what it really honestly is. I think it's just, I'm a very social animal, and writing is a very lonely process. So, that's part of the thing too, you know. But here's the on the flip side, like the website over, you know, 5 years, well, it's almost 6 years now, that there's an extraordinary amount of writing that I've done on that website in that time. I mean, there's a lot of posts and a lot of writing. So, oops, well, an angel got its wings. So I don't know, I can't really explain it, but, I'm just saying, ultimately, there's no excuse why this book wasn't written a long time ago and probably should have been. So I guess I'm just, you know, fucking around. I don't really know, but it's out now. So there you go. I hope that you guys do buy it, and I hope you do enjoy it, because I wrote it as sort of a love letter to my faggot readers out there, or potential faggot readers, you know, to let you know that it's okay. If you are a faggot, you read this book and you discover you are a faggot for sure, you know, it's going to be okay, and you're going to be just fine, and you're going to be more fulfilled than you ever thought possible in your life. So, that's why I wrote it. this is going to be a short episode. I wanted to just put that out there about the book. Go buy it. The links are on the website. Of course, and on Twitter and everywhere else for that matter. And like I said, it's on Gumroad right now for worldwide distribution. And then Amazon Kindle, I'm still waiting on approval. I guess probably it'll be tomorrow, probably. So, anyway. Beyond that, I hope you're all safe and doing well, and I hope I will get to talk to you in a couple of days, okay? I'm going to go watch the new Zack Snyder Justice League movie. I'm sure I'm going to hate it, okay? Because all the DC movies suck, period. Especially anything with Superman in it. I mean, I love Superman, but these new Superman movies are terrible. And this movie looks just like that. So I'm probably going to hate it. I'm going to hate watch it. So that's my plans for the night. Anyway, take care. I will talk to you soon, okay? Love ya. Bye.